Vulcan County Soil and Water Conservation Field Day. We'll see you there. And speaking of which, how ironic. Kim Melton standing here, Wilkins Soil and Water. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Yeah, wasn't that just perfect timing?
That was perfect timing. We got field day coming up. This kind of makes my summer. You know, there's a lot that goes into my summer. This is one of those things, being able to come out and talk with you and, basically everybody on the 12th. Tell us about this. It's right around the corner, and I'm going to get you some good weather.
That would be great.
I promise.
Because, you know, I mean, if I can get some good drying weather, people don't have to wear their mug boots. So,
That
would be a plus.
Well, tell us about field day. What have you got going on?
We have a really cool lineup this year on our agenda. We've mixed up some things a little bit. Instead of a speaker after the general sessions, we've got a farmer panel coming in. So in our office right now, we have a lot of questions on planting those rye strips and sugar beets in the spring, because how do people use that for erosion? You know, what are they putting up for fertilizer? What are they doing for tillage in the fall? How are they getting this to work? And so we've grabbed four local farmers that are actively putting in these rye strips in the fall and then interseeding their sugar beets between these rows in the spring. And so they're going to be able to come on out and really pick their brains. So we're going to give these guys each about 5-10 minutes to explain what they do on their farm and how they're getting things incorporated. And then we're going to open the floor up to questions. And so come on out and pick on these guys. We have Mike Van Epps with Central, who's a big pusher behind this program. He's been doing this for a long time. We have Kyle Gowan, Caleb Christensen, Josh Deal, and then Jeremy Tischer. And so these guys have all been doing it more than 1 year.
That's
so
a nice cross-section.
They're getting a little seasoned,
yeah,
and
absolutely.
They're trying new things. That's the other thing, is they each do a little different, and it's just really cool how they fit this in their farm. So that's going to be really fun. Starting our morning off, though, we're going to have our same roundtable sessions that are going to go around. And so we've got a lot of cool stuff that we analyze with this site as soils. So we're really looking at, you know, how does our soil here in the Valley react with a cover crop, with a no-till, strip-till, conventional till situation, and then split into cover crop versus no cover crop. And so the data that we're analyzing out of this site is just so inclusive. It's like 12 pages of graphs showing how this soil is reacting. You know, what is the moisture doing? What is the soil temperature doing? Which ones are warming up? Which ones aren't? And then the most important thing is the economics. Every farmer wants to know, you know, like, what is going to make me money? Well, come on and talk to Vance Johnson, because he's got it all laid out. And then he's got the previous 3 years. So, like, you can look and compare and see, like, what are the trends and what is happening out here? Because this is what every year is a new story.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, you know what? It's not just this one thing right here is going to be gold. Every year we've had a different crop. We've had Mother Nature changing, right? So we have drought
totally,
years, we have dry, we have wet springs, we have wet falls. Everything is always changing. And so every year is a new story. So come on out. And if you RSVP, if we end up canceling it because of the rain or standing water or mud, if you're on our list for RSVP, you'll get a first email letting you know that something's been postponed or canceled.
Oh, don't even go there.
I just thought I had to say a little bit of something.
Yeah.
But it's just looming in the back. But no, you're right. We're going to stay positive. And then after lunch, we have a really cool lineup. We have Carson Kolsterman coming with a strip-till machine. We have Tanner Schultz with Soil Warrior with his strip-till machine. And then we have Justin Deal with Yield Advantage. And so they're going to each be going through their equipment and showing the different settings, how they work. And then we're going to start the tractors up and drag those through the dirt so you can see firsthand how these clay soils react to these different tillage types. So if you're in the market for, like, hey, you know, I want to know more about strip till, or I want to know more about these rye and sugar beets, come on out and learn what these guys are doing and maybe take away a little bit of information from the morning.
You take a lot of information. I'll tell you why. Because when it comes to farming, I'm kind of at ground zero. I got a lot of farming friends, and I always ask them about things. But at the end of the day, I know what's going on. So if I can get it, believe me, this is good information. It's clear. It's concise. And it's just a good day, a good educational day to come out and kind of celebrate what we do around here.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, we have a lot of good speakers with a lot of good info, and you don't be scared to ask questions. And I think people are always telling me at the end of the day, wait, wow, great session, Kim. I learned so much today. So, yes, we know it's always been a success. So we look forward to hosting it every year.
And for crying out loud, get those RSVPs in.
Yes, if you're going to join us for lunch, it's paid for. But if you're going to join us, yeah, we'd like to make sure we get enough food set on the table. So thank you, Wop Deli, for catering. But, we will make sure we have lunch for you. So,
well, and I'm going to talk to you, and I'm going to talk to everybody out there. I'm going to be out there from 10 until 2, broadcasting live. So, and I always look forward to that. Like I say, it's just kind of a part of my summer. So
it is. It's fun.
Good
stuff. That's a great time.
Good stuff. Yeah. Kim, thanks so much for stopping in. Will you be in next Tuesday?
No, I think Beatrice is going to join you.
Okay, fantastic. We can talk more leading right up to this. You'll probably be a little busy.
I was like, I can't hack the Tuesday. That's going to be too much the day before.
Absolutely.
Got a list.
Well, thank you so much for stopping in, and I will work on the weather for you. Okay.
Thank you, Bill.
You
appreciate
bet. Kim Melton, Wilkins Soil and Water, and again, field day happening next Wednesday. So get that on your calendar. All right. 7:15 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing when he was 8 years old. A little girl came through the front gate holding a fishing pole. His dad looked down and smiled, said, "We can't leave her behind. Son, I know you don't want her to go, but someday you'll change your mind." And Johnny said, "Take Jimmy Johnson, take Tommy Thompson, take my best friend Bo, take anybody that you want, as long as she don't go, take any boy in the world. Daddy, please don't take the girl." Same old boy, same sweet girl, 10 years down the road. He held her tight and kissed her lips in front of the picture show. Stranger came and pulled a gun, grabbed her by the arm, said, "If you do what I tell you to, there won't be any harm." And Johnny said, "Take my money, take my wallet, take my credit cards. Here's a watch that my grandpa gave me. Here's a key to my car, Mister, give it a whirl. Please don't take the girl." Same old boy, same sweet girl, 5 years down the road, there's gonna be a little one, and she says it's time to go. Doctor says a baby's fine, but you have to leave, 'cause his mama's fading fast. And Johnny hit his knees and there he prayed, "Take the very breath you gave, take the heart from my chest. I'll gladly take her place if you'll let me make this my last request. Take me out of this world, God, please.